Hello, hello, and welcome back to a brand new show. Today, I'm sharing a conversation I had with my friend, Kristen Andre. Kristen is somebody that has made it her life's work to coach, challenge, and empower others to lead passion-filled, powerful, and prosperous lives. After a successful career in the financial services industry, Kristen launched the Andre Group, which is a coaching and consulting firm focused on implementing creative business strategies to help companies and entrepreneurs step up, stand out, and scale their businesses while living their lives to the fullest. Through her coaching, consulting, writing, and speaking, Kristen guides others to harness the power of their unique gifts to stand proud in who they are, to succeed at the highest levels, and to truly live life. Kristen is a mom of three girls, and she currently resides in Atlanta, Georgia, and I cannot wait for you guys to hear the show. Welcome to the Happy Workaholic Podcast. I'm your host, Kellyanne Gorman. Over the past 20 years, I've worked in beauty, luxury, corporate, and service-driven industries. I created the opportunity in these careers and in my own businesses that allowed me to travel the world, experience once-in-a-lifetime events, and build brands while providing my expertise to clients all around the globe. Life is short, and when you're given a second chance, you better believe I'm going to take it, celebrate it, and share it with you. This show is intended to elevate your mind, upgrade your business, enhance your life, and become part of a positive and uplifting community. If you are ready to take your business and life to that next level you deserve to be at, this is the show for you. Inspiration, motivation, and determination are what got me to where I am today. Tune in every week to hear from myself, other entrepreneurs, professional patients, small business owners, and fellow podcasters who will be featured on the show. I'm here to remind you to work hard, share your story, follow your dreams, and never, ever give up. Thanks for taking the time to subscribe to the Happy Workaholic Podcast. Today's episode starts now. Hey, Kristen, how are you? Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Kelly. I'm excited to be here. Thanks for having me.
Of course, my pleasure. So you guys, Kristen and I met through a group, Build Your Life Resume, which is the program that I did last year. And that was created by Jesse Itzler. So we are part of that group and we were talking and chatting a couple months back pre-pandemic. And we were like, we need to do a podcast swap. So it's finally happening. I'm so excited she's here. As you heard in our intro, she is beyond full of the credentials. And really, I wanted to have her on for the I Chose This Life series because this is where we chat to other entrepreneurs. So I wanted her to share her story about how she pivoted from her financial jobs into her coaching and consulting and just share a little bit about motherhood and, you know, really how we're pivoting now because of the pandemic. A lot of us have had to change our shows, our modules of coaching, and all around business. So I'm so excited you're here, Kristen, and let's just dive in. So tell us a little bit about how you got into the financial services industry.
You know, it was really one of those things where it was kind of accidental. My degree and my background was in the medical field. And after about a decade in that industry, I got where I was hitting the ceiling cap. I just didn't see a lot of upward mobility. And so I started looking around and completely accidental. Honestly, I started interviewing with a ton of companies and I kept coming back to this one company that I just loved the opportunity. So my background wasn't in finance. It was almost like I was given an opportunity and changed careers completely and then dove head in once I got into the field, which is how a lot of people do in the financial industry. You know, half the people that are financial advisors out there probably have finance backgrounds and the other half get in and dive in and learn as they go.
I love that story. And that's actually happened to me before when I was in the yachting industry. Everybody would ask me, like, how did you get into it? And honestly, I was living at a crew house, which is basically like a sorority fraternity house for crew members that all work on yachts. And I was there because I had just resigned from doing makeup overseas on ships. And the phone rang. And they're like, are you American? We need you on our boat to clear customs. And then I ended up doing like 30-something yachts. Like, I literally just picked up the phone. It's so random.
It's so awesome, but sometimes that leads to the best things that happen, you know, these unexpected things where you weren't planning for it, but you just followed kind of where, I'm a big believer in following the energy. Like if you're
really
talking, there's a reason behind it.
Absolutely. I believe in energy. Especially now with these crazy moons, I'm really feeling them. I don't know about you, but like now I actually pay attention because when I'm tired and I need a nap at 4 in the afternoon, like something's up.
For sure. for sure. And a lot of times we don't listen to that because we were never really taught that. And then I have a lot of friends that are coaches more in the wellness and that type of space. And I tease them, I'm like, you're my woo-woo friends. Because for so long, I never paid attention to that. I was so strategic and really into kind of the thinking part of it as opposed to the emotional or the feeling part of it.
I was the exact same way. I think I only started really feeling and like guiding like my intuition, like feeling things and like researching the moons and knowing like that's why my energy is out of whack or something. Like I have all my crystals lined up. I have my woo-woo corner, like pink lamp.
I don't know anything about it other than what my woo-woo friends tell me. You know, I'll hear something and they're like, yep, it's because this moon or this alignment. I don't know, but I wholeheartedly believe it. I haven't studied it. But I just kind of go with my gut and with my feeling about things a lot more now than I did maybe when I first started business.
Same thing with me. I was very strategic. And now, you know, I'm same thing with my woo-woo friends. They'll tell me, but then I'll start researching. And then like 2 hours later, I'm like, okay, that's enough in the moons. Until next time. Now, something else that you always say is that, you know, you wanted to have a passion-filled life. So when was the choice? Like, what was kind of the turning point that wanted you to start coaching and consulting and go off on your own to, you know, follow your passion? Because there's still a lot of people that don't do that.
Yeah, I mean, and it's another one of those things we were never taught. I think for me, I spent so many years in my career following the goals and the suggestions and the career path that other people had laid out for me. And it was great. I mean, I had a lot of success. I had a great career. But when I really took a step back and started evaluating it, it wasn't really what I wanted. I was just pursuing the goals other people had set for me. Mm. And I got to a point in finance where I was running a financial firm. We had a great office, great culture. But I would get more excited when the advisors I was working with and helping develop, when they hit their goals, than I would when I hit mine. And when I really looked at it, it was because my goals weren't mine. They were ones that some other people gave me. And, you know, I wanted to lead a life of significance and be able to help a lot of people. So that's really what made me pivot and launch my own firm, because I thought I could have a broader impact and help. Like my jam is really helping other people hit their goals. So once I was able to do that more, it was awesome. I mean, it doesn't seem like work. It's truly being able to go after what you want and at the same time help other people get theirs too.
It's so true. And I've said on so many shows, especially recording throughout the pandemic, it's just the power of the internet is unreal. I mean, the amount of people that we can touch, the lives that we can help change, no matter the business, you need the internet. I mean, I've been online for over a decade and it is absolutely insane. I mean, here's a prime example. I decided to take a social media break. I got over 100 text messages asking me if I was okay because my life is online. People are so used to being online. And
yeah.
I feel like now there's so many businesses that have had to pivot and learn that model of being online and at the same time having employees at home being online and like trusting the process and seeing like, you know, there's so many multi-million dollar companies that are realizing like, wow, they're so much more productive working at home. So did you have any significant change with your business, even though you're already online, like anything that you had to specifically pivot and shift and move around, or maybe another great idea that came out of it because you had to do that?
Yeah, absolutely. Because, you know, a lot of my business stayed the same. So I do a lot of strategic coaching and private coaching. That didn't really change a lot. My clients are all over the country, so we were meeting virtually anyway. So that stayed the same. But what did pivot a ton, not pivot, just kind of crashed and burned at the beginning, I would say, is I do a lot of speaking. I love, 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 love speaking. So I'll do keynotes and workshops and speak at large conferences. It's one of my absolute favorite things to do. So I had 4 awesome speaking engagements in January. February rolls around, everything starts getting crazy, and all the conferences canceled. So that was the biggest pivot I had to make, is with that part of my business and quite frankly, my revenue just going away.
Yeah.
I had to very quickly switch and make it virtual. So I built a editing studio in my house where we can record videos, and you know, I have a good setup where I can do, you know, my podcast virtually without having to go in studio. I can, you know, do virtual trainings or virtual keynotes for other companies. So it was definitely, I pivoted pretty quick. but it was different. It was never anything I had intended to do, but I wanted to be able to continue serving people, and people need help. I mean, this has been a big change for so many businesses that I didn't want to wait until things got, quote unquote, back to normal to be able to, you know, get in front of their audiences.
Yeah, and who knows when that's even going to happen. I mean, I'm in California now, and I mean, things change on the hour here in San Diego. I mean, the numbers just keep rising. It's insane.
Okay, I'm briefly interrupting this episode to share some incredible news with you guys today. My very first book, Everything is Messy, is now available for pre-order. I seriously can't even believe it. It's like pinch me moments every time I talk about it. You know, I was writing a book for many years and I completely halted that process and started just pouring my heart and soul into what became Everything is Messy. So this book is very different, like everything else I touch and create. Half of it is personal development and mindset. The other half is actually a vegan cookbook. So it's pretty different. It's pretty amazing. I am just so proud of it. And just to give you a little bit more information on what the book is actually about, it's actually about resilience, reality, personal development, like I just mentioned, and recipes to help you live a happy, healthy, positive, and productive life. And I've been talking about that little mantra I created for myself for years. So what you're going to get inside is stories and solutions and a whole lot of mindset and manifesting and meals. So it is time to get organized, put in the work, and turn your dreams into a reality. If this sounds like something that you need in your life, if you just want the cookbook, if you just want the personal development, it's a win-win. So if you visit everythingismessy.com, you can actually pre-order today. And what that includes is an ebook delivered to your inbox on October 1st, and then the actual physical book signed with a whole bunch of goodies in a box I'm going to mail to you to your doorstep the first week of November. I'm so proud of this book. If you want to learn more, again, just visit everythingismessy.com, and let's get back into today's show.
I feel like being an entrepreneur, we're already used to getting anything thrown our way and just having to pivot fast, like make a decision fast and just figure it out. That's like the life that we lead. So I feel like when we all got thrown this, like we, you know, got thrown for a loop, a lot of us either were head down creating something new, shifting our programs. But then like with the virtual, you're speaking, what percentage of the ones that you were booked for pivoted and did it online?
100%. Or the ones that I would say the ones for like mid to end year.
Yeah, because I'm seeing,
you know, with larger groups, I still have some firms that are fine with having people come in and talk to their groups of 10 or 20, but the larger conferences, most of them went online.
Yeah.
Which is a big shift for them.
Oh, yeah. Did you see the one with Tony Robbins? I wasn't a part of it, but the amount of people that attended and their screens. Have you seen those?
I did. And my, you know, it's funny, my ex-husband worked with Tony for about 14 years, did his music, and was on part of his production team. And so he's still friends with a lot of Tony's people. And I mean, Tony's phenomenal. He just thinks different than so many people. So when they decided to do it, I mean, it was awesome. I mean, I did get to see parts of it. And I know the crew behind the scenes with this, you know, some of the speakers he works with, those guys, they're top notch. I mean, they put everything they could into it, because he really wanted to deliver a great experience. And I know everyone that I've talked to that was part of it just said it was hands down just phenomenal. So talk about pivoting in a big way and crushing it. They definitely did a good job.
Yeah, and crushing it on top.
Yeah, for sure.
I was just watching a video yesterday with Maria Menounos, and she was showing like behind the scenes footage and the amount of screens and her reading her script and everything. And I was like, oh my God, this production is just out of control. Like the amount of time and energy and work, but how you have to do it and so fast.
And it was money. I mean, don't get me wrong. Most people can't deliver it on that large of a scale, because Tony, you know, Tony has a lot of financial resources too.
Oh, yeah.
That help create it and make it that big. But regardless, you know, everybody, he pivoted because he knew he had to, and he knew his audience and his followers still needed him. And like you mentioned, all of us entrepreneurs had to shift and pivot pretty quick. And the ones of us who've been in business a while, you know, or at least the successful ones I know, they didn't pause. They're like, all right, we just got to go. We got to make this happen.
Yeah. I think I worked harder during the pandemic than I did the beginning of the year, to be honest, because I was just in full-blown hustle mode. And it's so funny because normally when I record, I normally shut the window, but right now it's quiet, so it's open. And sometimes I like to hear the birds chirping. Like, it sounds great. It's like very happy in the background. Nice sound effect. But there were so many children running around, and so I had to set up a, you know, makeshift studio in my closet, but the audio was incredible. So note to any of those listening, if you need to create a studio, you know, you just be creative. I mean, I just finished designing my backdrops for video that I'm going to be filming soon. And you just have to get creative and just make it happen. And another reason why, like being an entrepreneur, if you're looking to get into any field, be, you know, owning a business, you just have to be ready to, like, you know, be on your toes and be creative and just get it done, period, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, you don't have time to pause. I mean, you've got time to pause and reflect for a little bit, but like I always tell my clients, you can be ticked off or mad, but you got to control the controllables. And when, you know, a lot of things shut down and a lot of the conferences I was scheduled for canceled, there was nothing in that I could control other than how I could deliver in a different way. So you got to focus on the pieces you do have a bit of control over. Because, I mean, one thing's for sure, you know this as an entrepreneur, is things change quick, and you've got to be able to move with them.
So quick. We could just say that. That's a good hashtag. So freaking quick, they change. Now, you guys, before we hit record, we were talking about books and writing, and Kristen is a very successful author, and she just released her second book. So can you tell us a little bit about your first and then your launch now, what you just finished writing and released?
Yeah, so my first one was a while ago, several years back, and it's called Don't Make Me Pull This Car Over. And it's really designed for working moms, because at the time when I wrote it, I was still in finance, and what I kept seeing, or I was kind of ending my career there, but what I kept seeing is these uber successful people. Like, you would look at them and you're like, oh my gosh, these guys have it together. But they were stressed and they were miserable and they just weren't doing the things they wanted. So I wrote that book for that population, for the moms that feel like, oh, I'm trying, but I'm not there. And then this newest book, yeah, I'm super excited about this. The title of it is You're Not For Everyone. And the subtitle is, But You Can Be For Everyone. Because I'm a huge believer, huge believer that each of us, we have our own people. Like, if we just find our people and engage with them and really connect with them, then we're going to be happy. But we spend so much of our lives trying to please other people and round out our edges and stay in our little comfort zones that we miss kind of the reason we were put here. And that's what this book is about. It's a journey through that, and it talks about all the things that we do that hold us back, and then it leads all the readers through how they can create a more intentional life, personally, professionally, financially, so they can have more fun and enjoy it. Because honestly, well, I mean, life's short. We all know this. So we might as well be us. I think so many people, and it took me way too, I'm getting older, so it took me way too long to figure this out. I wish I would have had a book or a resource like this when I was 20. But, you know, my friends that are 40 and 50 are reading it going, yeah, I get it. So it's just trying to help people understand that it's okay to be you. It's okay to not be a people pleaser and truly, you know, find the people that you're meant to be with.
I agree with that 100%. And I have a couple clients whose shows I produce, and they have a lot of guests on, and they do solo shows that talk a lot about that, just people pleasing and perfectionism and all of that. And we really do need our people. We need our tribe. Now, have you ever recorded, do you think that you would ever do Audible books? That's something I'm into. Record your books for that or no?
I've not done it for this one, but I'm definitely thinking about it. What was funny is I actually got a nudge to do that from a few of my clients, because if you guys can tell, I live in the South, got a little bit of a Southern accent. And so I had a few clients that when I'm working with them, they're like, I can hear you, your voice. Like, if I'm telling them to work on a certain aspect of their business, they're like, I hear your little Southern accent in my head telling me to, you know, do this. One of my things from the book, and I use with clients with target marketing a lot, is if they're working with the wrong people, I'm like, they're not your people. And so my clients will tease me, like, I literally hear your voice in my head. So a couple of my beta readers for the book that know me, they're like, you have to do this in Audible, because there's so many little sound bites that with my little Southern accent would be funny. So I'm thinking about it. I've not done it yet, but I hear more and more people loving Audible. I'm an old school. I like the book. I like to market it, highlight it, do all that stuff. But I'm hearing so many people are doing audiobooks now that
you should definitely do it. You know why I wanted to ask you that is because I'm the same. So I have a production business. I obviously have a podcast. I listen to like over 10 voices when I produce every single week. And for me, there's just something that is so special about like opening a page, highlighting it, writing it, destroying the book. Like you got through it, you know, like I love that. And that was like my release is to read a book and not hear somebody. And so I've had this stack of books literally since January and I hadn't read them. And I'm like, I need to take the time to read these. And then finally, I just kept getting these emails like two free credits for Audible. And I'm like, let me just try it. Because if I'm hearing voices, it sounds so funny. If I'm hearing voices, if I'm producing, like if that's my business, I'm talking and listening, like just hearing voices, like all day, all night. I don't want to hear anything anymore. I just want to like meditate and like read my book. So yeah, I was like, let me just try it. So that's why I never did Audible, because I want like the actual like holding the book experience. Like that's my way out of like escaping reality, like read a really good book. So I tried Audible and now I read a book every single week.
Yeah. I do have some books I've done on Audible. They tend to be books I do still have to pay. They're making a lot of money off me now that I think about this, because I have the Audible membership, but I also buy the paperback copies and go back and research.
Well, I'm doing the same thing too, because I need it as a reference.
Exactly. Because I can't go back. Where did I have that? But I do. I love it, because for me, the reason I would do it is probably not for, you know, somebody like me, but I want to make sure that the message and everything we brought together with this book can get to everybody. And I've realized that not everybody reads. Some people love to listen to it.
Especially when commutes were a thing. Remember that when people would commute?
I'm in Atlanta. So commute times here, I mean, pre-pandemic, you drive 20 miles and it takes you an hour and a half. So it's people can do an entire book on the way to work on some days here.
Oh my God. And then here in San Diego, it's so weird because I live in North County. So if I were to go downtown to like the airport, it's like a good hour and a half. Now it's like 22 minutes.
Yeah.
No one's around. It's still like the craziest thing when I go somewhere and I'm like, oh my God, why did I just leave at 3:00? That's, you know, the worst time. And I'm there in 20. Like, this is crazy. But yeah, Audible is like my newest addiction. And one of my clients was like, you know, you can return the books. And I'm like, what? So you can like put them back in the shelf? And get
them. I didn't know that. I had no idea. I mean, I have all these Audible credits too, because I bought the membership. And each month I get a reminder like, hey, you've got all these credits. So I have listened to some, but I'm not in the car as much anymore. So
what I do now, most of the books I read, they're like 6 to 8 hours. There's one that's 10 that I haven't, because I look at the time. So on the weekend when I go for my really long walks, that's when I read it. I read it Saturday and Sunday every week. I binge a book.
Yeah, that's
like my newest thing. So that's why I asked you. And I never thought I was going to be that person, but I'm like, I feel so accomplished. I'm like, I literally just read so many books, but I'm like, I need to buy them all now. Who's going to give me a discount?
Exactly.
It's so funny. So we will be looking out for that. That's for sure. We'll update the show notes whenever, if that does happen, we'll put those Audible credits or whatever we need so that people can listen as well. So I want to talk about your firm that you have now. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah. So the Andre Group, I launched in 2009. So we're in our 11th year. And I do business strategy. So I typically tell people I'm a strategy and accountability girl. But at the same time, I feel like that everybody has a uniqueness to them. Mm-hmm. That if we all could harness that and really dive into kind of the people we want to, the finding your people, the target marketing, mm-hmm. and engaging our clients and prospects, we can all just build businesses like you wouldn't believe. So I tend to work with female executives and entrepreneurs and financial advisors. Those are the two markets I work in. My advisors are both male and female, just because I have a finance background, so it's a good fit. Mm. But it's really just helping them on whatever business strategy is going to help them scale. I'm all for making more money, growing your businesses, growing your impact, But at the same time, I really want people to enjoy life and to have fun. So we work a lot on the integration of the two. Because there's no sense in doing all this hustle, hustle, hustle all the time if you're not loving your life. So we blend everything and just teach people how to, the strategies to put in place for their business so they can make more money and have more fun.
I love that. And I feel like that's kind of been a thing. Just honestly, over the last couple of years, where people were just like selling the hustle. Like, my brand is called The Happy Workaholic because I started working for my family at a young age. I enjoy working and I'm happy when I work. When I don't work, I'm not so happy, but I truly do enjoy it. But like, I've never sold the hustle, although I've worked the hustle, like with corporate jobs and everything else. But I feel like people are finally like, how should I put this? Like, you know, it's just coming to fruition with like other people that do things like we do online. Like, you have to be passionate. You have to have a life. You can't just be hustle hard. And like, that's how people get sick. And now people are realizing with the whole wellness aspect and people even like selling that to corporations, like you have to treat your employees and you have to treat your clients and, you know, share with them a way to live. Like, you can't just hustle. Like, that's it. Like, you're going to burn out. And now people are selling like the whole burnout. And I'm like, yeah, that's what happens.
I'm like you. I'm totally fine with hustling. There has to be a reason. Like,
yeah.
I love what I do. I work on weekends. I have clients call me because, you know, I'm on the East Coast. I have clients from the West Coast. They're calling me at 8 or 9. I've got, you know, a webinar tonight at 8 that I'll be on. I love what I do, so I don't mind the hours I work, but the reason is because I'm giving energy from it.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, it's not taken away. I'll be the first one to tell a client, you know, hey, I can't meet you at 2 o'clock because my daughter wants to do this, or I've, you know, we've got a practice or a ball game or a play or whatever it is. So it's, you know, there's a balance between
yeah.
it, or blending, really. I hate the word balance. It's more of blending. And people, it's not all or nothing. You know, I hustle like crazy when I'm working, but I also want to have time with my kids too.
And I do appreciate a good balance, let me tell you. But we do what we love. And if you don't, now's the time to figure it out. Like, I remember asking a couple friends and some had gotten laid off, and this was before. And I'm like, what would you do if you got laid off? Like, what do you want to do? Like, you have children, you can go on the internet. Like, what is it that's going to make you happy? Figure it out now. And then sure enough, I mean, I hope I didn't jinx them, but they all got laid off. And like, what are you going to do now? Do you want to stay in corporate? Do you want to do something, you know, on your own? Like, do what you love. Like, you can't just make a million overnight. I mean, maybe you can. That's like a 1% chance. But at the same time, do you think those people are happy? Like, you have to be happy at the end of the day. And I think that's what a lot of us, you know, have realized over the last few years. But now more people that are online are like realizing that and like selling that dream, like, because it is a dream, like having freedom and being able to do what we love, you know, and just being happy overall. And helping people on top of that. Like, that's why we do what we do, right?
For sure. I love helping people. I get, like I said, I get more energy when my clients hit their goal. It's just fun for me. But
yeah.
Everybody, all of us have, that's what's so cool. Like, if we really, and I'm a big believer in strengths, I work on this with all my clients, is trying to figure out what they're innately good at.
Mm-hmm.
Because I truly feel if you really focus on the things you're good at, you're going to have fun doing it. I mean, no one wants to spend their life in a job where they suck at half of what they do.
Yeah.
So, you know, companies used to figure out, let's figure out your weakness and we can work on it. To me, that just means you're going to have a strong weakness. It's still a weakness. So if you can focus on, all right, here's what I love, here's what I'm passionate about, here's what I'm really good at, then you can kind of mold that into your career, your job, whether you're corporate or entrepreneur. Like, knowing what you're naturally good at, the more you get to do with that, the more happier you're going to be.
It's so true. And honestly, like, I get my biggest rush when I have clients that find their podcast music right away, or, you know, send me some input where I would like write their scripts. So, like, they're just on fire and then I'm on fire. Like, and then I put in extra work because I'm like, oh my God, they're so excited. I'm like, I'm excited. Like, it's like a whole nother level. Like, I just love it. Like, that just fires me up when they see the, like, the vision and the light and like everything starts coming together and they realize like, I'm meant for this. Like, I'm meant to help other people like with their shows or whatever they're coaching. And oh my God, I just love that feeling. That's like the biggest rush you could ever get. I'm like on fire when that happens.
But don't you think that everybody has that somewhere? They don't have it right now, but they can find that. And that's kind of where, you know, we talked about the book too when it came to your career, is so many of us go into careers because somebody when we were younger told us that's what we should do.
Yeah.
And no one really stops along the way to figure out, is this really what I want to be doing? And so it's, we all have the opportunity. We can change at any time. And I kind of tell folks, you know, I say all the time that if you're not going to do anything about the areas that you're unhappy with, you forfeit the right to complain about them. So
we've
all got it within us. If there's something we don't like, get up and change it.
Well, the thing I always say is nothing's going to come easy. You have to put in the work. So whether it's mindset, healing your body, your business, you have to do the work. So if you want to be a better person, then you need to work on yourself. If you want to be a better business coach, then you need to hire another coach or put in the work to, you know, you have to invest in yourself first. You know, it's just like being a mom or being a coach or like, if you spend more time on yourself, you're going to be the best version of yourself for anything that comes your way. And a lot of people still don't realize that. And I'm like, no, you've got to put in the work. Like, this dream doesn't just like happen overnight. You're eventually going to, you know, end up helping so many more people if you are a better version, you know, spend more time, do the work, put in the hours. You know, I've just seen a difference in myself just over the last, I'd say just 6 months. I'm like a completely different person. It's crazy.
You have to put it. I mean, there's no easy way to it. Even the people that people are like, oh, they're an overnight success. They're not talking about the 10 years before they became an overnight
success. Oh, yeah.
So it is. It's totally about putting in the work. Absolutely. But putting the right kind of work and focusing it in the areas you want to develop.
Yes, thank you for saying that. The right kind of work makes 100% sense. So what do you have coming up? I know you're doing some things with your podcast. And now when the show airs, if they're out, everything you guys will be in the show notes. So make sure you go follow Kristen, her show, her website, all that good stuff. What's coming up next in your world?
You know, we're really, with the pandemic and shifting everything, I'm creating so much more online content. So I get my energy speaking for audiences, and I am hoping and praying and waiting for the day that comes back.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not going to change. But with that, I'm seeing that a lot of people are enjoying working virtual and being able to take some time at home to grow themselves, like we just talked about. So we're creating a ton of online content. We've got a membership site for business owners and executives where they can go in. It's called Success Blueprint, where they can go in and just join our monthly membership. We're just pushing out tons and tons of content. So, you know, it's already in the works. We've already got it launched. But what's next is really, I'm going to be pouring as much resource as I can into these sites, because I feel like so many people now, after this crazy year we've had, are going, all right, I need to be prepared for this next time. So whether it's a side hustle or a full business, I want to equip people with what they need to be able to scale and be able to stand out.
That's perfect. Where is your favorite platform to hang out on online? Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn?
You know, I'm on all of them. I don't use Twitter as much because I like to go deep. I'm very relatable. So I would say my two favorite, LinkedIn I use professionally for sure, but it's a little more sterile. So since I like to engage, Instagram and Facebook, I get a lot more engagement conversationally on Facebook. So I love that. I love to like respond. I do all my own social media. I mean, I have people helping with some stuff, but I do all my responses and communications. So I love that. But Instagram, I'm a quote junkie and I'm really visual. So I love me some Instagram too. So Instagram and Facebook are probably my two favorite right now.
Oh my God, quotes are my go-to. If you look at my feed from like, I don't even know, when did Instagram launch? Every other photo is a quote.
I first saw it, I'm like, I love this. This is pretty pictures and quotes. It's awesome.
I'm huge on the quotes. They're all over my wall too. You didn't see that up. I'll have to show you. But thank you so much for taking some time out of your crazy busy day and chatting with us. And you guys, if you want to follow Kristen, well, you need to follow Kristen and catch up on her latest podcast episodes, go download her book and all the things, all those links will be in the show notes. Kristen, thank you so much. It was such a pleasure.
Thank you. I loved it. So much fun.
Your time is so valuable, and I really appreciate you carving out a little piece of your day to listen to today's episode. If you liked this one, please share it with someone who you feel needs to hear this message. And don't forget to tag me at The Happy Workaholic on Facebook and Instagram so I can feature you on my stories. Listening on Apple Podcasts? I would love it if you would leave me a review on today's show. Your input means so much and also helps me create more of the content you'll love. Want to continue today's conversation? You can join us in the Happy Workaholic Network Facebook group. Simply answer the questions and you're in. For more information on myself and to get the latest in business, LinkedIn, organizing, and podcasting news, sign up to receive my weekly newsletter at thehappyworkaholic.com. I hope that your day continues to be happy, healthy, positive, and productive, and I'll talk to you again soon.